Tell you one thing that we do need. We need a lot of love in this world. We need a lot of joy, and we need a lot of hope. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I met a wonderful woman who runs an organization here in Houston called Project Joy and Hope. It's a great charity, and you know, as we kick off 2016, maybe want to get things off on the right foot. We wanted to kind of share in her story maybe how you can help. Her name is Dr. Jan Wheeler, and she joins me for a few minutes right now. Dr. Jan, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, Michael. I'm so excited about the opportunity as we begin the new year to talk about joy and hope.
Well, listen, to start with this, tell our audience what Project Joy and Hope is, if you could.
Certainly. Basically, Michael, we give joy and we build hope. Project Joy and Hope is a Houston-based nonprofit that's been making a difference for families with seriously ill children in our community for over 15 years. Our amazing staff does that by providing supportive care services at one of life's most difficult times when a child has a life-limiting or life-threatening condition. And one of our cornerstone programs is the TULIP Project, which is a residential facility located inside Beltway 8 near our Pasadena office.
Jan, that sounds really interesting. The TULIP Project, I want to hear a little bit more about this TULIP Project, if you could.
Well, you know, when you were talking on your show this morning about TVs, you said practical. It needs to be practical and connected, or connectivity. And our goal is to keep families together when tragedy strikes. The TULIP Project is a gated community that has 6 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes in duplex style where we shelter families and give them support when their child has a critical illness. Now, that's practical, but the connected part is that we have a longstanding relationship with Texas Children's Hospital, MD Anderson Pediatric Cancer Center, Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital, and other area hospices and home health agencies that partner with us to refer families to the TULIP Project. And we also provide grants to families that may not need our shelter, but also have urgent needs when a child has cancer, needs a transplant, or faces a terminal illness.
Dr. Jan Wheeler, she's joining me here. She's with an organization called Project Joy and Hope. Hope Scholarships, Jan. I read on your website that your organization provides scholarships. What's that all about?
Oh, that's a wonderful program, Michael. One way we serve families is acknowledging the bereaved siblings in these families that are often the unsung heroes. Our Hope Scholarship Program is the only one of its kind in the nation. And to apply, students in our communities must have experienced the death of their parent or sibling. And then in their application, they write about the impact of the loss on their lives and specifically how they've served the community in spite of their own tragedy. The good news is that we have awarded more than $500,000 in scholarships to these amazing seniors, now making it one of the largest scholarship programs in our community. Another real quick thing to tell you is that this year, Jim McInvale, who's a well-known community leader and owner of Gallery Furniture, will be speaking to our winners on Thursday, May 12th at our Hope Scholarship reception.
Jan, when families need Project Joy and Hope, what should they do? What's the process?
Well, actually, we help families when a child has a critical illness, and we have families contact their social workers at the institutions I mentioned who can make direct referrals for them. So they go through their social workers with our partners, and then they're referred to our organization.
Jan Wheeler joining me right now. She is with Project Joy and Hope. We'll make sure we'll give you that website here in a sec. Volunteer opportunities. I know you're always looking for volunteers like any good organization. Anything coming up that you want to let the audience know?
Oh, absolutely. We are an ongoing beneficiary of the Shell Houston Open, and we need volunteers for that event March 30th through April 3rd. We have a great golf classic every year in the fall at Kingwood. Michael, we'd love for you to join us. And we have a gala at the Hyatt Regency in the fall. But lots of ongoing opportunities if folks call our office and want to get involved.
Final question. I'll wrap it up here. We certainly want to hear your website, but how can the audience right now, how can they help Project Joy and Hope? I mean, donations, online, money, stock, anything.
Well, we accept online donations of all kinds, money, cars, stock. We exist really because of corporate and financial support from individuals in the community. So if you know people out there who are members of service organizations or employee groups, we'd love to have them partner with us to help our families. They can just call our office at 713-944-6569.
One more time on that phone number, if you don't mind.
713-944-6569.
And the website is joyandhope.org. I tell you, when we met a few weeks ago, lunch, by the way, at Gringo's, that was a good lunch, wasn't it?
That was awesome. Russell Abair is a great friend and partner for us, and we appreciate all the folks at Gringo's and always great food.
They had great, great food. So anyway, I really enjoyed and just hearing your story, and I certainly look forward to working with you and helping you with you. But that's what we wanted to talk about. 2016, it's a great kickoff of a new year. Maybe when people want to start digging into a great charities volunteer work is joyandhope.org. Dr. Jan Wheeler, thank you so much for calling. Happy New Year and good luck this coming year.
Bless you, Michael, and kind regards to everyone at High Tech Texan.
You got it. You got it. We'll talk to you soon. I like